Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us live this morning is Dr. Simone Wilds, an infectious disease expert from South Shore Health in Massachusetts. Dr. Wilds, it's always great to talk with you. Is it time for us here in New York to take a victory lap?
Good morning, Susan. You know, I chuckle because I feel everywhere I go that everyone thinks the pandemic is over. We're definitely getting closer to the end, but, you know, I'm not quite sure if we're ready for the victory lap yet.
Now, what is the current state? We keep hearing about the Delta variant, but I've read a couple things out of the UK over the past week or so where in The Guardian it says their symptoms include a runny nose, a sore throat, a headache. You know, that sounds more and more like the cold. When we talk about the variants and the virus kind of evolving and, you know, spinning off, so to speak, we usually think of that as it becoming more transmissible and less deadly. Is that the case?
Well, you know, great point you raised, Brian, about the variant, you know, in particular the Delta variant. And just to give a little bit of a background, the Delta variant was the one that we saw creating such havoc in India. It then is now very common in the UK, and now it's, you know, moving across the borders over here to the U.S. And so we're starting to become more aware of the Delta variant because one of the things that we do know is that it's more transmissible. And actually, what we've also found is that it's even more, causes more severe illness than all the other variants that we have heard about so far. So, you know, when Susan asked me the question earlier, whether it's time to take the victory lap, I'm not quite sure we're there yet because we still have to worry about the variant, which is becoming more problematic each day. And again, a big plug, we need to get people vaccinated because we have found that the vaccines are effective against the variants, in particular the Delta variant.
How concerned are you about this Delta variant with children, especially those under 12 who can't get vaccinated?
Well, you know, with children, I am very concerned. We do know, however, that children usually tend to get a milder form of the disease. So, you know, you're kind of caught in a tough spot. But I think not as worried about the children as I would be about adults that have underlying conditions that would make them definitely more susceptible. But I'm still concerned about the children, not as a heightened concern as I would for themselves.
Hospitalization levels locally down to where we haven't seen them since last September. And of course, we all know, you know, over 99% of the people who are getting tested are testing negative. When do we transition into that? You know, you're concerned about this or that or this variant. When does it become, you know, part of life is a risk? You know, going out for a drive is a risk. Doing a lot of things can be considered risky depending on what your tolerance is.
I think the big issue is going to be when we have significantly low disease burden across the country. However, it's not going to be just here in the U.S. that we need to follow. We need to look what's happening in the rest of the world because, as you know, people travel, and with traveling comes a lot of other different things like diseases being transmitted. So I think we have to look at a global picture before we start thinking about getting back to life as we're accustomed to.
You know, with places reopening, restaurants and concerts, you know, they're coming back to. If someone is not comfortable with returning to normal, is that concerning or is that normal for some people?
I would say it's definitely normal to feel a little bit hesitant to get back to normal. I mean, we have been in this mode for more than a year. We've now all adjusted to masks. Now we're asking people to take the mask off. It really is challenging for some people more than others to get rid of the mask. And so it's okay to, you know, just give people time. And also, we don't know, one, whether people have underlying conditions that even though they've been vaccinated, we know that the vaccines doesn't work as well, especially in those that are immunocompromised. And also, you know, some people that are not going to get the vaccine and want to wear the mask. So, you know, we really don't know what each individual's story is reflecting of them wearing the mask. So I am perfectly fine if people want to continue wearing their mask.
All right. Dr. Wildes, thanks so much. It's Dr. Simone Wildes joining us live this morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.